Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shabbos. Periches Mishnah Gimel continues with more objects and telling us their shiur, their minimum shiur for carrying. That is to say, what is the smallest amount of this material or this object that is genuinely useful? Or leather. What is the smallest amount of leather that is genuinely useful? Kedei lasos kamea, enough to make an amulet. We discussed earlier that that an amulet could potentially be worn if it was from a mumcha, from somebody who was a recognized amulet maker, a recognized expert in amulet making, and you cannot carry it if it is not from an expert because you might take it off. In Rishus Rabim. Nevertheless, here we're not talking about an amulet itself, we're talking about leather. So if there's enough leather, raw leather, to make an amulet, then that's an important amount of leather because pretty much that is the smallest useful object of leather, at least that was common in the time of the Mishnah. Cloth. Cloth is parchment. Cloth, kedei lichtov ala parsha ketana shebetfilin. Shehi, Shema Yisrael. Cloth is much more expensive than paper, and therefore they really wouldn't use it for anything other than writing Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos, right? And so therefore, the smallest useful piece of cloth is a piece on which you can write the Parshios of Shema, the Parsha of Shema, which includes V'hayayim Shema, which is the smallest of the four Parshios of the Tefillin, and it is therefore the smallest use of parchment. Dio, ink, kedei lichtov shtei osios. Enough ink to write two letters. Now we will learn later that writing two letters is the shiur for kosev. That is the minimum amount that is considered writing. So if you write two letters, that's writing. That means that the amount of ink that is useful is the ink required for writing two letters. And finally for our Mishnah, kachol, which is eyeliner, kedei lichol ayin achas, enough to put on one eye. So use enough eyeliner for one eye. Why one eye? Why not two? Mefarshim explain that that in some places in the Middle East at this time of the Mishnah, particularly one sign of tznius, that some people would go out with only one eye visible. And the other eye was covered, along with, I guess, much of the face. And so if some people would go out with only one eye visible, they only needed one eye's worth of eyeliner. And therefore, enough eyeliner enough to line one eye is the smallest useful amount, and that is the amount that you would be chayav midaraisa if you would carry it out into Rishus Rabim on Shabbos.